Welcome back to Show Me What You Got, still kicking it with your boy, Diola D. Brown. And right now in the building, former athletics director for Northern Territory Athletics. This man has had a lot to do with cycling up here in the Northern Territory. Richard Welsh, ladies and gentlemen, the man behind the Grand Fondo. Welcome to the program, Richard. You're a hard man to get a hold of, but we made it. How you doing?
Here we are. Yeah, great to be with you, and there's plenty of people out on the roads of the top end at the moment, enjoying their bikes of all different shapes and colours and sizes, and cyclists of various abilities out there right now.
Absolutely. And honestly, it's funny because cycling has taken a leap for a better page up here in the top end. You know, lots of people are into cycling now. How has that growth come about in this period of time?
Mate, COVID's been amazing. I've walked past some bike shops in town and, you know, there's hardly any bikes left on the shelves. Some of them have been walking out the doors. And then others, one of our partners, Blue Cycle, started a new brand in February. So they've been getting all these new bikes in, and they just said that they can't keep up. They've been selling heaps. So there's a lot more people out riding bikes at the moment. And we've been a beneficiary of that because we've got record numbers participating today. And it's the ninth edition of the Sunbelt Top End Grand Fondo, and it's great to see so many people out being active and riding their bike in a really fit and friendly way.
Amazing. All right. And then, of course, we will be having the showdown of the ages on Sunday of when the Grand Fondo kicks up at 6 a.m. and you will be there front line and center. You know, what should we expect from that event?
Really, there's going to be 700 people ranging from 2-year-olds on balance bikes through to 90-year-olds trying to get through 25K. And then, of course, we've got the speedies up the front who will be on their $20,000 carbon fiber, electric gears, disc brake, dropper post, beauties that they'll be out there crushing and going, you know, 45K an hour on the flat and then pumping it up to have a sprint finish. So everything in between. It's the best way to think of it is it's like a fun run on a bike,
right?
In that it's for everybody, but of course, those that do it a lot are pretty good, and they want to really test themselves and get the bragging rights are on the line for the next 12 months as to who's the best cyclist in Darwin, I suppose.
Amazing, and I'm sure some people will be scratching their head right now thinking about Grand Fondo. What is Grand Fondo? What is Grand Fondo, Welsh?
It's Italian for big ride.
There you go.
So it's the type of event that happens all over the world. You've got people who are trying to do their biggest ride of the year, so to speak. And so our longest ride on Sunday is 145K.
Wow.
And we've also got 109, a 60, a 25, a 10, and a 3-kilometer event.
And how do people get involved with this? I know this year might have been a little bit too late for people to get involved with it, but subsequently, how do people find you and how do people locate more information on this?
Yeah, so it's the biggest event of the Darwin Cycling Club each year, so you can hit them up on their, you know, social media pages and website for the Darwin Cycling Club, and they have, you know, events pretty much every month. They got weekly criteriums, usually around Hidden Valley, which is really cool, and they do a whole bunch of great stuff with the juniors at the velodrome on Bagot Road too. So hit up the Darwin Cycling Club because, yeah, it's too late to enter this year's events, of course. Get yourself ready, and they've got plenty of great coaches as well that help people of all sorts of abilities. So it's a great sport to get involved with. It's terrific for people who are trying to get fitter. It's a bit easier than running, I suppose, because it's a bit easier on the joints.
Yeah.
So it's a really good sport to sort of kickstart your exercising adventures. And, you know, if you can use it to commute to school or to work, well, then even better. We always... Yeah, it's like they say, you know, you never forget how to ride a bike.
Absolutely, it's like throwing rocks. Oh, no, I shouldn't say that, but we all good, though. So any opportunities for people with disabilities, though?
Absolutely. We've got plenty of people in our shorter ride. 3, 10, and 25 is really popular for those people with, a bit of cognitive issues, so to speak. So we've got a lot of people from some of our support service who are riding today. We've also got a guy who's riding, he's blind and he's on a tandem bike and he's riding with one of our committee members, Mark Kursemakers. So that's really cool. So it doesn't it doesn't discriminate cycling. As if you need vision help or you ride with somebody and they build bikes for that, and we've got people on trikes out there as well who have balance issues and all sorts. So it's really great to have people of all abilities out there riding today.
Amazing. Amen to that. All inclusivity in sports is what we're all about. Sure. Now, I had Megan Lawton on the show some time ago, the chairperson of Anti-Cycling. You know, she gave me this really incredible, remarkable, romantic story of how she met and conceived her first child on a bike trip kind of thing, you know. And do you have any romantic stories for us right now on the bike?
On a bike. Look, I've got a little 2-year-old girl.
Oh, I was about to say we got to keep it PG, though, but here you go.
Yeah. No, I've got a little 2-year-old daughter, and I love taking her to daycare a couple of times a week, and we've got a little cruiser on the back of the bike. So
nice.
I ride my mountain bike. It's like a little trailer for kids, so I'm that dad you see riding along.
Got you.
Instead of taking the car sometimes. So it's not romantic, but it's
right.
Family.
That's amazing. So, that's of course.
And she loves it. She has a great time riding along in behind dad's bike and the trailer. And the other day I took her to swimming lessons with it, actually, and I played the Wiggles through my UE Boom in the back of the trailer, and she thought I was the raddest dad alive.
So next time I'm driving down Darwin, I'll be checking out that dad with his 2-year-old daughter at the back giving us some boom bobs.
Get a wiggles
going. That's for sure. And of course, you were in charge of athletics, NT, for some time. You know, we got to, of course, talk about that experience. What was your experience like, you know, being with athletics, NT?
Amazing. You know, there's some great talent out there and enthusiasm for athletics. I'm all for sport, whether it's running, cycling, or otherwise. Mm. So it was really cool to get around and see all the territory, and had some good memories in Catherine and Tennant and Alice Springs as well, and really trying to connect athletics in the NT to the rest of the country and indeed the world. And we started the Mitchell Street Mile and did a whole bunch of cool stuff. So
amazing.
Yeah, it's been really fond memories.
Beautiful. Great time indeed you've had in the top end, and you are definitely leaving your mark out here. But before we let you go, any word of encouragement or advice to people or young ones out there, male and female, who want to take up a sport, ride a bike, or just run?
Yes, do it with a friend. It's always more pleasant to do it with a friend, in regardless of what you're doing. It's always nice to have, if you're playing tennis, instead of against a wall, you want to hit with a friend. If you want to go for a walk or a run or a ride, do it with a friend. If you want to play a ball sport, do it with a friend. So find somebody that you can do it with who's of a similar level to you, and just get into it. Don't hold back.
Find a friend. Do it with someone and don't hold back. Incredible words from Richard Wells. Thank you so much for coming on the show, Richard.
Great to chat with you. Thank you. That's awesome.
Richard Welsh, right there, the man, the brain, and the face behind the Gran Fondo race up here in Darwin. For more of that chat and many others, jump onto territoryfm.com/podcast and listen to many more interviews. But coming up right after this, we will have newly signed Under Armour athlete, Australian Opal, ex-WNBA and current WNBL player with the Melbourne Boomers, Kayla George, with my throwback chat with her before she signed that deal, talking about inclusivity in sports and a lot of things she had going on. We'll be right back. Show me what you got it is.